and let the body relax. And I breathe in the light of peace. I relax the legs and the back and the shoulders. And the chest and the arms. And the face. And as I breathe in the lightest space, I become quiet. Still within. I am in this moment of time. And as I make this journey inside, I experience the self. The beauty of me, of my own eternity. And I remember. I am love. I allow the body to relax more. And I enjoy the quietness of peace. Of my being. And I enjoy the light of the highest one. I allow Baba to shower me. With the light of peace. With the light of love. Oh, Okay. ¿Hay una persona que puede traducir? Oh, va a venir, pero no ha llegado. Okay, bueno. Muy bien, gracias. Okay. Okay, great. Is that better? Yay! Okay, terrific. Wonderful. Okay, so, anyhow. ¿En Malia hay alguien? Él está buscando. Okay, bueno. Okay, so, the True Self-Esteem Course was because Brother Peter had a passion that the whole family should have very good self-esteem. So it's a lovely thing. And so what we did is we developed a course and we developed a script. And it's being taught in different lands now. And if you wish to teach it after you take this course, you can. Yeah? Entonces, Peter y yo desarrolló este curso y el deseo muy puro de él es que todos los brahmins en el mundo deben tener autorrespecto, autoestima muy alto. Entonces, hay una, un librito por el curso y ustedes pueden dar en su propia país si quieren. Tell me when you have Spanish and then I'll stop translating in both. But, and we don't have our projector, so what we'll do is we'll do introductions. We're going to do introductions in a very simple way. I'm going to ask the brother to play some music. And so, brother, would you play some music? And I want you to think of one thing, one value or one virtue that you had as a child, something that you really liked about yourself. Okay, so can you all think of something you really liked about yourself as a child? Yeah? Okay, great. So, brother, play some music, please. And I want you to wander around. And then I will tell you when to stop. And I want you to stop in front of someone that you've never talked to before and tell them what you liked about, one of the things you liked about you when you were a child. Okay? Vamos a jugar un poquito de música. Y yo quiero que cada uno de ustedes piensen en una cualidad o virtud. Ahora hay... Okay, bueno. Okay, que tenía como un niño, okay? Entonces, todos en pie, everybody stand up. Y debe encontrar alguien que nunca ha hablado, okay? So, everyone wander around. Music, please. Find someone that you've never talked to before. And share with them one thing you really liked about yourself as a child. Okay, now I want everyone, I want you to think of a quality or a virtue that you like about yourself now. What's one quality or virtue you like about yourself now? Find another person. Think of a quality or a speciality or a virtue that you like about yourself now and find another person that you haven't talked to and introduce yourself. Okay, everyone, I want you to bring your attention up here. Everyone, bring your attention up here. Okay, I think we're almost there. Everyone, bring your attention up here. Beautiful, thank you. Okay, now one. What's one quality you want to experience when you're really, really old? Find another person, introduce yourself, and tell them. Okay, sweet souls. You've met three people you've never met before, right? Very good. Okay, fabulous. Okay, I will introduce myself. I'm Sister Diane, and I'm from the Seal Beach Center in California. And professionally, I worked as a school psychologist for 23 years. And then I resigned from my job and did Living Values for the last 17 years. And I've lived in a center for 30 years, so... Anyhow, actually 32 years. 2 years I just taught the course, and then it became a center after 2 years. So 32 years, really. So, the PowerPoint is almost ready. But we only have 3 days together. And so, but in this course, the way the script is written, there's 5 different sessions. So we're going to try to do 2 sessions today. How many of you think you might be teaching this course? Okay, wonderful. Then I'll tell you about it. So the idea is to do 5 different sessions, 1 week apart. They're to be given to only people that have taken the soul, the lessons on, the soul, the supreme soul, the powers of yoga, and karma. So they have to have those 4 lessons first, and then they can take this. Some of us have been doing it now around the world, and we're having wonderful, wonderful results. The whole idea of the course is to help people increase their positive energy, but also learn how to deal with the negative emotions. Because, you know, from Baba we take so much energy, but as Baba says, we also have leakages. Do any of you have leakages? Imagine what would happen if we could get rid of the leakages. Imagine, okay? And so we know that we have been through time. And as we go through time, we have entropy, and the soul loses some power. And so very innocently, we start looking outward for our peace and our love and our happiness. And when we do that, we develop attachment and ego and negativities, and we do things that cause us sorrow. We give sorrow to others. And then we develop sanskaras that cause leakages. And so what we're going to do is to take some concepts from psychology in a very Gyani way so that you can learn to deal with the negativities you don't want in a very powerful way. And we'll look at what increases self-esteem, what decreases self-esteem, and how to transform. Okay? All right. Great. And so on the PowerPoint, you will see that there's 5 lessons. It's not up yet. And the first lesson is on understanding self-esteem. The second lesson is accepting myself and my emotions. So that will do today. The third session is called Even an Elephant Has to Deal with Ants. You know, an elephant can take care of a tiger, right? A tiger comes, the elephant can take the tiger and he can throw the tiger to the side. Elephants are very good. So we are all elephants. We are all elephant riders. We are all Maharatis. But what's the one thing that bothers an elephant? An ant in the ear, right? An ant in the ear can drive the elephant crazy. And so the ants are the automatic negative thoughts. And so automatic negative thoughts can occur. And so how do we deal with them so they do not defeat the Maharati? And in session 4, we'll look at the model of self-esteem and what keeps self-esteem low and what makes it go higher. And then we'll look at positive power. So that's the course summary. And any questions before we start? Brother, I think maybe not have that because it's very noisy in here. Thank you. What is the difference between self-esteem and self-respect? To me, they are equal. And in psychology, we tend to use self-esteem, self-respect, and self-worth in the same way. So in the field of psychology, we use them interchangeably. Some people like to say they're a little different. Technically, self-esteem means self-estimation, the estimation of my own worth. But the self-estimation of my own worth, you're really talking about your thoughts and how you're dealing with your thoughts. And Baba says to stay stable on our seat of self-respect, right? So what we really want to do is develop absolute stability on that seat of self-respect, right? So I probably would have called this course true self-respect because we're Baba's children and we're very lucky. And what Baba tells us is that the only way that you will ever be absolutely stable, where nothing can touch you, is when you completely understand that you are God's beloved child, that you are a beloved soul, you are God's beloved child. And if you were able to stay in that consciousness all the time, in that awareness all the time, nothing would be able to touch you. Does that make sense? Brother, could you turn down the fans just a little bit? Yeah, so it's... Okay, great. Wonderful. Okay, lovely. So, any other questions? Okay, we'll just start without the PowerPoint. Okay. So in this first lesson, we're going to look at self-esteem and what that is. Self-esteem. So when we come to Baba, we go through this process of that initial intoxication and feeling all that love and that peace. And for a while, our self-esteem seems to be very good, right? But after time, you're pointing at me, Lakshmi. I can't hear you. Oh, she wants me to slow down. Okay. Okay. Is that slow enough? Anyhow. When we experience that peace and love in the present moment, it's wonderful. And it's the soul has all this energy coming in and we stay in that soul conscious space. But after time, those old sanskaras start to emerge in the mind again. And so how can we deal with them? And one of the things we'll be talking about today is that as Brahmins, sometimes what we do is we get frightened of the emotions that we don't like. So tell me, if you had the high self-esteem all the time, what would you feel like? call out when you speak, or maybe we could, the brother can supply a mic, but call out loudly. Blissful? Blissful? Okay. So what would you feel like if you had high self-esteem all the time? One more time. Super sensuous joy. Great. We're going to use the people's microphone. Have you ever heard of people's microphone? A people's microphone is that if she says something in back, somebody that hears it in front of her will say it again, and then I will be able to hear it. Okay? That's a people's microphone. We recently experienced that in Los Angeles. You know the Occupy movement, where they would set up camps and tents? It was a protest movement. So they weren't allowed to have any microphones. So the person talking, the person would talk, and then people 20 feet away would repeat it. And then people 20 feet away would repeat it. And that's how they gave their talks. Okay, so we'll do it in reverse. Okay, so what did you want to say? Anybody else? Okay, super sensuous joy. What else? Happy. Beautiful. Meaningful. Okay. So you'd be able to stay in a state of authenticity. Meaningful. You wouldn't take any insults from anyone. It would not affect your stage. You would not take sorrow. Fabulous. You're all right. That's fabulous. Dancing in the rain. Yes, I like that movie. That's a cute movie. Confident. Okay, fabulous. Benevolent, yes. All the time, benevolent. Because your self-esteem would not be. And what we're really talking about, of course, you're yogis. But this whole course is for meditators. This whole course is for yogis. And so your benevolence is because you are a yogi and you can actually be soul conscious. And when you're not insulted, you can always stay in a state of good wishes. Okay, fabulous. Okay, wonderful. What does low self-esteem feel like? Heavy. Depressed. Insecure. Frustrated. Ah, a beggar. Okay. Okay. Great. Beautiful. Okay, wonderful. So, oh, look at this. It looks like we have a PowerPoint. Trish, could I have the computer up here as well? Is that possible? Okay, great. Okay, great. I'm not sure where we are. What? Oh, good. If you're not like me, that will be very beneficial. I can only listen to one thing at a time. Some people can listen to two, but I've never managed. Marcelo? Okay. So maybe we can close the windows? Okay. Okay. So, on this slide, you see something called self-esteem is. These are examples. When you don't make excuses for your mistakes, when someone else's bad mood doesn't affect your good mood, when it's okay to spend a Saturday night on your own, when you don't care how much money someone else makes. When you think for yourself. Being honest, authentic in your relationships. An expression of inner power. Okay. I want someone to repeat those sentences, but I want you to tell me that soul conscious. Could I say the same thing for soul consciousness? Soul consciousness is when? Somebody read the top line. Soul consciousness is when? Everybody together. Soul consciousness is when you don't make excuses. Soul consciousness is when someone else's bad mood doesn't affect your good mood. Soul consciousness is when it's okay to spend Saturday night by yourself. Soul consciousness is when you don't care how much. Great. Soul consciousness is when... Soul consciousness is when... Soul consciousness is when... Yes, when you're soul conscious, when you really believe that you're absolutely gorgeous and beloved, nothing can shake you. So the idea is to be that all the time. You know, I was in Peace Village in June, and Daddy Janky came, and she wasn't doing well. And it was very interesting, because I had this sort of vision that eventually Daddy will go. And I guess I didn't really want to think that was possible. But the vision is that Daddy would only leave when we were each ready to be absolute lighthouses of peace and love. And I think that our family is moving in that direction. But I think we are going to be able to do that much more quickly when we use Baba's power to heal us and we stop the leakages. Because we all need to be mini daddies. Don't you think? I think we need many, many, many daddies around the world that are absolute lighthouses. And I see that as... it was a very interesting vision. So we'll see what happens. Okay. Trish is going to hand out... Trish was going to hand out... some handouts. Yes. If we can... I bet they're in that red bag. Okay, let's get a couple of people. We'll hand out some handouts. So this first handout on page one is just to have you look at your own self. This is a Lokic sheet. And so this is contrasting what is traditionally known about the characteristics of self-esteem. Self-esteem and low self-esteem. And on your rating sheet, you have the self-esteem on the left-hand side. And there's a middle column, and it says rate 10 to 1, high to low. And then it's low self-esteem on the right-hand side. So just to sort of, this is not to show anyone else. This is for you to look at yourself. Okay? But rate yourself from high to low. How often or what percentage of the time do you feel worthy? Are you a 10, which is 100% of the time? Are you a 5, which is 50% of the time? Or are you 1? So happy, sad, inner peace, inner turmoil, So rate yourself very privately. I'm going to give you a few minutes. Only page one, please. Yes. It's almost, those who are you done? Only one side. Only the front page. Yes. Okay, all you're doing is in the middle column, you're rating yourself from 10 to 1. So like humble. Am I humble most of the time? That's a sign of good self-esteem. Or do I need to boast to everybody? So you would give yourself a rating. I need a people's microphone, please. I can't hear what he's saying. Worthy, yes. Okay, the first one is worthy on the very top, but down here it says humble. Okay. Trish, can you go help him? Trish will come. Trish is has done this 5 times already in Vietnam, this course. Yeah. So she will help you. And because you're Brahmins, you know, it's easy to look at these things because, like in the Lokic world, they look at humility and self-respect as being so different. But what we understand in Raj Yoga is the more self-respect we have, the more we have humility, right? Baba says, know what your qualities are, and you should be able to name them. But you know that they're a gift from God, and so you're not arrogant about them. So really, humility is part of self-esteem. Okay. So this is to get you thinking about your own behavior. This course is right now just for you. And what we're being challenged to do is really look and see what we base our self-esteem on. Because we're always estimating our own worth. When you are estimating your own worth and you feel that you are good, how do you feel? You feel good. You feel happy. When you estimate your own worth and you feel that you are not so good, how do you feel? Okay. The facial expressions are very good. You communicate very well. Okay, great. So, it's important to have a sense of who we are to achieve stability in life. So in Raj Yoga, we're taught that it's sensible and good to have a balance of self-esteem and humility. However, we are taught by our world outside to measure our worth on external parameters. So what does the world teach you how people are worth, what people are worthy of, or what people are worth? What does the world teach you is important in terms of measuring others? You can measure people and their worth based on income, their connections. Donate? Okay. How much they donate? Very true. Their house. If it's a fancy house or it's a not fancy house. How they look. Yes. People's microphone, please. Their title. Okay, great. There's actually studies in America. If someone goes in and they're not dressed so nice and they're overweight, the sales clerks don't give them the same respect that they give if you're not overweight and if you dress well. You know, it's a very body conscious world, okay? And I live in California, and so they say in Orange County, they say in LA County, they measure each other's worth based on the car they drive. Mm-hmm. But in Orange County, they do not do that because they know that they are their car. much worse where I live. So, this next page is to ask you again to look at how you estimate your own self. So you're taking a personal look on what do I really do inside. This is not to share with anybody else. But on this sheet it says, check what you use to measure yourself. Tick off which characteristic you would use to measure your sense of worth. Academic, educational qualifications, success, job success, ethnicity, mental health, intelligence. So look down at these, okay? Look at and tick. Ethnicity means your race. Your race. Like, for example, you may want to do this, what you measure yourself on, and also how you measure others. You know, do you measure others' worth based on these things? Does your feeling of self-esteem change if you are driving in a nice car or you're driving in a junky car? I'm serious. If your sense of self-esteem changes when you're driving in a nice car or a junky car, what does that mean about your self-esteem? That's right. You're going to really fluctuate a lot. This mic is still working even with the power out. That's amazing. That's really good. Okay. Thank you, Golo and Baba and Solar Power. Okay. But like when I'm riding in a junky car, I always check how I'm feeling about myself versus when I'm riding in a really nice car. Because really, if you have true self-esteem, as Baba teaches us, if you know you're a soul, if you know you're a radiant being that's full of love and peace, it's not going to fluctuate. So it's really good. Do you know when I knew my self-esteem was getting better? I'll tell you a story. We had a program at the Seal Beach Center. And we served polenta. Do you know polenta? It was supposed to be a really nice polenta with, you know, spinach and zucchini and tomatoes and Parmesan cheese and really nice polenta and atole. But someone came into the kitchen and talked to me while I was making the polenta. And I forgot to put in the salt. Polenta without salt is terrible. Terrible. Not worth eating. The dog wouldn't eat it. I mean, if you had a dog, I don't think the dog would eat it. So anyhow, we have 50 people over to the program. They now all have a plate of polenta and atole. And I call out to them, don't eat the polenta. It's terrible. I forgot the salt. And you know, I knew my self-esteem was getting much better because it didn't bother me at all. Years ago, I would have felt like a complete fool and a failure. And I thought to myself, oh, my self-esteem is getting better. So, this last part, the bottom part, is Brahmins. Okay, so just for Brahmins. Often when we take up a spiritual path, we initially become body conscious about signs of progress in our spiritual life. Imagine saying the below sentences in a tone of arrogance. I always get up in the morning for Amrit Vela. I never get angry. I'm always loving. Did you know that I'm almost perfect? You know what Daddy said to me? So how do you feel if you give a lecture and only one person comes? So what we have here is we're taught by the world to measure our self-esteem by body-conscious things. Money, looks, education, da-da-da-da, okay? Then we're taught by Baba to be soul-conscious. But on the way to becoming soul-conscious, we become body-conscious about spiritual things. So my worth is dependent on how many people come to the lecture. My worth is dependent on... What else is it dependent on? If the seniors approve of you, if they like you. Okay. If they like the course, and maybe they don't like the course, yeah. Have you ever had anybody take the course and they take less than five and they tell you you have ruined their life? Yeah. I mean, you know. Okay. Anyhow, so it's very interesting. How do we change from this body conscious of external things and then body conscious about spiritual things to soul conscious? Okay, so how do we do that and how do we stay there? Okay, so again, this is for BKs, but it's also for people who have just taken the first four lessons. So... in Raj Yoga, what we recognize is that every human being is valuable. Every soul is loved by God. And we're all valuable in our own right. If our identity is based on external things, our sense of self-worth will go up and down because things change. Things will always change. So the most sustainable and stable sense of identity is the consciousness within. I am the soul. I'm the life force within. I am not the body. I am eternal. Right? We all know that. But it takes time to do this. We know that, but it takes time to do this in reality. And so... in this course, what we'll look at is how to deal with negative ways of thinking and perceiving that keep people in low self-esteem and prevent us from experiencing the peace, love, and joy that we know is possible. So, okay, we already did this one. Now, so what we're talking about is that we really measure ourselves, but we measure other people, and we measure ourselves. I think one of the things that I loved when I came to Raj Yoga is that I got to give up my yardsticks, because I used to measure people in my mind all the time. And now I don't need to measure anybody. I just need to think, oh, they're a lovely soul. Thus, that's all. What else do you need? Why do you need to measure anybody? They are a soul that God loves. That's all. You don't need to think of anything else. Sometimes if you need someone, if you're at work and you need to know what someone's qualifications are, or if you're at the center and they want to do some service, you need to know what they do. But that does not relate to your measurement of their worth. Okay, does that make sense? This slide is interesting. It says, someone with high self-esteem is likely to have good confidence and good capabilities. But good confidence, good capabilities, and high status are not necessarily indicators of good self-esteem. So just improving those aspects will not necessarily increase your self-esteem. And in order to point that out, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have you look at your next sheet, okay? This first little session is a lot about awareness. So on this sheet here, you see levels of self-esteem. And there's low self-esteem or passive self-esteem on the left-hand side. There is low self-esteem or aggressive self-esteem in the middle. And on the right-hand side is high self-esteem or assertive. For example, low self-esteem, passive. My rights are less important than other people's rights. Very top column, very top row. Aggressive self-esteem, which is also low self-esteem. My rights are more important than others' rights. Okay, high self-esteem is you know that you have rights, and you know that others have rights too. And you consider both of those positions before voicing or communicating what needs to be communicated, right? So, let's take another. Low self-esteem, passive, to the middle of the page, heavy with guilt. Oh, I always do everything wrong. All my life I've done everything wrong. Oh, you know, things are terrible. Okay? So that's low self-esteem, passive. Low self-esteem, aggressive, rarely admits an error. It's their fault. What's the matter with them? They did it again. I did it perfectly. Can't you see? Okay. High self-esteem, assertive, or high self-esteem. Gosh, I'm sorry I messed up on that one. What do you think will make it better? And it's easy to do. Because you know who you are, right? So, this is probably one of the most valuable handouts in the course. It's a very lovely one to look at. So, what I want you to do is I want you to just take 5 minutes and I want you to draw a heart by where you are on each one of these rows. So, in the top row, you will have one heart on one of those three things. And then on the next row, make one heart on one of those three things. And on the next row. Sometimes you might be in this column, sometimes in this column, sometimes in this column. Because our self-esteem can actually be fairly good in some areas and not so good in others. So draw a heart by where you are now in each one of these rows. I'm going to give you 5 minutes. Can you think of people that belong in each category? Okay. Can you think of someone who boasts all the time, that is very confident and who boasts all the time? Yeah? So that would be an example of a person with low self-esteem that is aggressive, right? Yeah? Have you ever met anybody like that? Okay. It's very interesting to know that they're both low self-esteem. Do you need more time? Okay, so I'll give you 1 more minute. Some of you are done, some of you need more time. Since you put a heart on which one you're at, put a little star maybe on 2 of them that you would like to improve in. Find 2 that you would like to improve in. Okay, we're going to do this last part, and then we'll have a break. One of the things about this course is we only give this course to people that are meditating. And what we tell them is that true self-esteem is really only going to happen when they both increase the energy of meditation, use the energy of meditation to recharge the soul, and learn how to deal with their old sanskaras in a healthy way. In Golden Age, we all have fabulous self-esteem, don't we? We all have fabulous self-respect. Brahmin culture is that we have absolute respect for ourselves and absolute respect for each other. And so meditating, you're recharging the soul. So, in addition to meditating, it's very important to value yourself and connect with Baba frequently. It's very important to know what your positive qualities are. And the reason is, over time, we have been absorbing perceptions of who we are. And we've been absorbing what other people say to us and what we say to ourselves. And it goes into our subconscious and our unconscious. And so we'll talk about that more later. But if we have negative things in our subconscious and unconscious, then our mind will automatically be looking for things that reinforce the negative. And so it's very important, actually, to not just to meditate to recharge the soul, but it's very important to enjoy increasing the power. There was once a golf pro, and this golf pro, he teaches people how to golf. And so he teaches them how to hold a golf club. You know, you hold it a certain way. So you hold your golf club a certain way. And so when he teaches someone new how to golf, he says, put your golf club in the hallway, you know, by a place that you pass in your house every day. And he says, grip the golf club 20 times a day. But when he has an experienced golfer and the golf grip is wrong, he says, put your golf club in the hallway and grip the golf club 150 times a day. So we have a lot of automatic critical thinking inside. And so we're going to do a little exercise to have you look at what you love about yourself. And I want you to develop an affirmation so that you can have it as an automatic screensaver in your mind and you can begin to increase the percentage of the positive in your subconscious and unconscious. Does that make sense? Okay, great. So, he's saying that it would be good for people who are talking to use a microphone. That's very true. She had a question about the former column about these, and she was saying that she can fill it out for herself, but sometimes other people say, you're like this. Okay, self-esteem is estimating where you are yourself. Put it where you know you are. Okay? Sometimes people can say things about you. That are not true. Most people will see you as you are, but some people will not see you as you are because they may be jealous or maybe something else is going on for them. Okay? So I want you to be honest with your heart and with Baba and check just for yourself where you are. Okay? Okay, great. All right. So, brother, can you play music for a minute? And I'm just going to do a commentary for a few minutes. And I want you to get out your pen and paper. And I want you to think about your qualities that you like about yourself. So think about your qualities. For example, what are your favorite things that you like to see? Perhaps they're mountains, or perhaps it's the ocean. Perhaps there's pictures that you love. but with the things that you see, why do you like to see those things? What qualities do you feel? What qualities do you experience when you're in that place? Perhaps the things you see are pictures or statues or gardens. How do you feel when you're there? Please write down one of your qualities, one or more of your qualities. What is one quality that you thought about, that you like about yourself, that you liked about yourself when you were a child? Think of a positive scene from when you were a child. And write down the quality that you were showing. Think about a couple of your friends who are your closest friends, and think about what they would say about you if asked. What would they say that your qualities are? Please write those down. You are all Rajyogis. What quality do you admire about yourself? For it takes a lot of courage to be a Rajyogi over time. What quality do you have deep inside? What does Baba love about you? What are two qualities that you would like to experience much more in your life? Thank you. celebrate. Well done. Now I want you to write down an affirmation. Okay? And Raj Yoga affirmations are different than other affirmations. Because what you're doing is that you're connecting with Baba and you're experiencing it. And that's what you want to do, is experience it in your mind. If you don't experience it, it doesn't go down into the subconscious and the unconscious in the same way. So you want to experience it. Now, on your handout, if you go to the next sheet in the back, you'll see sample affirmations. Okay? I am a jewel of contentment. I used that sentence, I am a jewel of contentment, for 5 years when I first came into Raj Yoga. Every time I was walking down the street, every time I was not thinking about something, I would put that sentence in my mind. So at a traffic signal, walking, I would put it in my mind if I didn't need to think about anything else. For example, I used to work, right? So I worked as a school psychologist, so sometimes I would go from my office down to a classroom. And it would take me 3 minutes to walk through the school, out to the playground, to the bungalow. It'd take me 3 minutes. And I knew what I was going to do when I got there. So I had 3 minutes to just connect with Baba and to experience I am a jewel of contentment. Right? The retirement party of that teacher, that special ed teacher that I visited often, when he first met me, he told me, I don't like school psychologists. You know, he was very grumpy. He got to like me. But he said to me when he got to like me a lot, actually. But he said to me at his retirement project, he said, Diane, you never once walked into my room. And I said, what do you mean, Ron? I was in your room all the time. He said, yes, I know, but you never once walked in. You always floated in. So, this kind of affirmation, this kind of screensaver is very, very useful to you. Because what you want to do is increase the positive energy so you recharge more quickly, right? And also so that you can start to get it much more deeply, give other information to your subconscious. Okay, question? Use a mic, please. Or pretend I'm deaf, either one.
You said when you walk in the street to go to the classes and all, you repeat the sentence, jewel of the contentment. Mm-hmm. So by repeating that, you will become like that. Now you, at the same time, so you visualize and you have to go into the deep, into the depth of that. Can you explain deep in...
Well, I think...
Because normally we say, because I'm a peaceful person will become peace.
Uh-huh.
It's like that. If you repeat the same sentence, I'm the jewelest contentment, uh-huh, you will become like that.
Yes, if you think I am a buffalo, I'm a buffalo, like Baba says in the Merle. You remember that story in the Merle? I'm a buffalo, I'm a buffalo, there's a fire, the house is on fire, they say, jump out the window. I can't, I'm too big. Right? The buffalo is too big to jump out of the window. So yes, exactly.
Conscious mind, isn't it?
Yeah. So, your affirmations, I am a jewel of contentment, right? Or I'm currently working with a person who is depressed, and she says that she can't be in the present moment. So, I am happy now. I am taking peace from Baba now. It's very important to find an affirmation that works for you. Okay? It has to be I, and you want to bring yourself into the present, and you want to be able to instantly connect with Baba when you're in that space. and increase your energy. This is so easy to do. It's so simple. Okay, so I would like everybody to share, to write down two affirmations that you can use. Some of these sample affirmations are better than others because you want to have that experience when you say them. I fill myself with Baba's love now. I relax in the present moment. I allow peace to enter my mind. Okay, does everybody have two? Let's pass the mic around or come up and share the mic. Somebody come and share your affirmations. Where's the mic? Who would like to share an affirmation? And then we will have a break. Okay, you need a little bit of time. It can, yes, remember when you looked at your qualities? So it can, yes, you want to base it on truth. Like when I led you into that little meditative experiences, you looked at all your qualities. So base it on one of your qualities, of you, the soul that's very strong. Or something that you want to experience more from Baba. But you want to base it on truth, because the truth is you are gorgeous. You are loving, you are benevolent, you are peaceful. I want you to create your own personal affirmation for you, a powerful one that you can use as a screensaver in your mind. No, you don't need to take it from there. Remember, I was saying, what do you love about you? What would your friends say? What does Baba love about you? What do you want to experience more of in life? You have to pick something that's deeply meaningful for you. Otherwise, it will not be powerful enough to get into the unconscious all the time.
Om Shanti, sister, can I?
Ji.
This is my affirmation. My Amritvela is very powerful and creative every day. My Amritvela is very powerful and very creative every day.
Is that true?
Huh?
Is that true?
Not now. I'm
kidding.
sometimes very powerful.
Okay. Okay.
Future, I want to build like
okay,
that.
Tell me one thing you love from your Amrit Vela. In my Amrit Vela, I love to experience...
Seed stage.
Okay.
Seed stage.
Okay, great. So, I am in the seed stage now. I'm walking around in the seed stage now. What do you like to experience about the seed stage?
It's Master Almighty Authority.
Okay, I am a Master Almighty Authority. Okay, those are affirmations. My Amrit Vela is very powerful every day. Maybe not true. Your affirmation has to be absolutely true. I am a Master Almighty Authority now. I love being in the seed stage. I receive so much love from Baba in the seed stage. I am an incredible effort-making yogi that Baba adores. That's true.
I'm really charging my souls.
I am charging my soul now by taking in...
Power from Baba.
Power from Baba. Terrific. Well done. Okay. Someone else. Okay. Say it again. I am Baba's loving and lovely child. Gorgeous. Can you feel that love from Baba when you say that? Fabulous. Okay, great. That's the point. Good. Sorry, we'll get down here. I don't like being up there. Okay. Okay. Mic, please. Okay, great. Thanks, Trish.
Lately, I've been experiencing that, you know, I wasn't well for a very long time, but the moment that cloud was over, suddenly Baba is like, initially I didn't know, but he's been using me to using me as an instrument to talk to a lot of young people. And I would say something and they start hugging me, and I was like, why are they hugging me? They say, oh, you changed my life. And I was like, I did. You know, that kind of experiences, especially in Peace Village, because Peace Village is in New York. So it's mostly gyan. Like, I would just stop and then I'd start saying things, and that's what they wanted to hear. And it would happen like in 15, 20 times during the day. So that kept me going. Like, that was like my, what do you call that?
So,
uni-booty, you want
to
call it.
Their reinforcement that you had helped them made you feel like a good instrument of Baba. And it increased your hope.
Feeling, yeah, but that feeling, what okay. difference I made in a life, like...
Okay. That I can't... I do make a positive difference in Baba's using me.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So, affirmation.
I saw one, actually, which is very close.
Okay,
I'm
great.
Sure.
Okay.
My strongest desire is to be full of love, light, and strength. Something similar
okay.
to that.
Okay. So let's say, I'm going to take it a little more direct. How about I get to be Baba's instrument. I'm so happy that I get to be Baba's instrument. When I stay in a state of peace and close to Baba, I am a loving instrument that can help others. Any one of those would be an affirmation. Just find one that works for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think that's for me is like the most joy I experience because
okay.
when I, you know, it's like the highlight of what's been in the last 2 years.
Yes. And I think that's true for all of us when we get to experience that we're being an instrument for Baba. It feels incredible, isn't it? I mean, what a privilege we have, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, initially I didn't know. I just thought I was just giving them answers.
Yeah. But if you're staying in a space, you know, like when we stay in a sacred space, you know, when you're listening to someone, you're providing a sacred space for them to be validated and to experience themselves, right? So when I'm with Baba, I create a sacred space for others where they can experience their own beauty.
Yes.
Okay, find something that you really, really value inside. So you identified what you love. Okay, great. So just, and then what we're going to work on later on today is we'll work on how do you create a sacred space for yourself. You're creating it for others, but it's equally important to create it for ourselves. Okay.
But I think I am...
Okay, one more and then we're going to break. Baba loves my inner beauty. Gorgeous. Which one gives you more of a boost? Okay. Or you can say, I love my inner beauty and I'm so lucky that Baba loves my inner beauty. Whatever you want to do. Both of them are in the now. So the key affirmations, you're in the now, which is great. And it's true. Okay. And when you feel your inner beauty, what are you experiencing? Okay. So I love the peace that I experience when I'm in it. Does that bring more peace into you? I love my peace when I experience my inner beauty. Okay, so it brings you more into the feeling. You want something that brings you into the feeling. Okay, great. Beautiful. Okay. How long would you like to break? Do you want to break for 15 minutes? Is that enough? Okay. By the clock behind us, it's 18 minutes till... Okay. So, anyhow, I'll see you in 15 minutes. Okay, so most of you are back, but not all of you. Oops. Brother, this thing keeps falling out of this thing. I think that we need... Can you make it stay? Okay, you're almost all back, which is really fabulous. So everybody stand up. Okay. Did you all take a walk during your break? Did you really? Oh. Okay, great. We're going to just do 2 minutes of 2 minutes of brain gym, okay? So that's to cross your meridians in your brain, okay? So we'll just do a couple. A commercial announcement. The script and all the PowerPoint presentations are on the Global Functioning Portal. So you can download the script and you can download the global slide, the PowerPoint presentations. What you're hearing is a little bit off script, but that's okay. So, and there will be a recording for those of you. One soul was saying she's leaving after day two, so there will be a recording for those of you that are interested. So, did anybody else want to share an affirmation or have help with an affirmation? Do you all have an affirmation? Yes. Great. Ingrid? If you want to, there's a mic.
Okay. I wanted to work on authenticity. Authenticity. And I wonder if this one is good enough. I'm unique and receive Baba's special rays of love now.
I'm unique and I receive Baba's special rays of love now. That's lovely. That's very nice.
Is it enough related to authenticity?
You know, I have special feelings about authenticity. And I don't know what yours are, but for me, for my authenticity, I work on, I'd say that I think that love is important because I think that's the quality of the soul. But I actually work on that it's okay to be vulnerable.
Okay, thank you.
That I am absolutely okay being me, that I value exactly who I am and so does Baba. And that I can be who I am. I don't need to hide behind a mask. That I can be real and I can be vulnerable in front of other people. But it's okay who I am. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I have to think of the formulation, but thank you for this. Thanks.
Okay, great, great. Anybody else want to do an affirmation? John?
Just a question about what you said. Do you mean when you're vulnerable that you will cry, or you will be able to express negative feelings, not about other people and about God, but about how you feel at that moment that may be negative?
Yes, I do, John.
I'm reminded of when Daddy G died, and they showed all the pictures. Then some of the, not the daddies, but second level, you know, Janti Ben cried.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I was relieved to see that. I found it refreshing in a certain way, you know, that they're so really powerful younger souls, and I'd be happy to have them take over any time, you know.
Uh-huh.
The second level, anybody in that group are just really good people. And then when I saw them really vulnerable and not afraid to express it.
Mm-hmm. I think it adds to our valuing them, doesn't it? Oh, Shanti. Trish, are you here? Okay. The reason I'm asking is because... just so that you all know, in this session one, we would be ending it now, and there would be meditation at the end, and we're going to start actually session number two. But, John, that's a very interesting question, because we're going to be talking in this session about lovingly accepting ourselves, including our naturally high and beautiful feelings, but also our negative feelings. So we'll be taking a look at that. You know, are we willing to be vulnerable with ourselves? Beautiful. Fabulous. Thank you, Trish. Okay. So in this, can you all see that okay on the screen? It looks a little bit dim. It's okay? Okay. So in session number 2, we'll be looking at some of the habits that keep self-esteem low. Lovingly accepting feelings and emotions. And then we're going to play with the concept of the inner child. And we're going to look at the concept of the critical parent and ask it to turn off. The importance of giving love to the inner child and why. And then if we get to that, I don't think we'll get it to it today. Not rating the self on one negative tendency and the importance of changing negative self-talk into positive self-talk. Okay? Because there's many tendencies that keep self-esteem low despite us taking this energy from Baba. Okay? So how can we deal with it in a different way so it doesn't drain our energy? So, some ways of keeping self-esteem low, just in case you want to know, are you can reject yourself by rejecting your emotions. Or not dealing with emotions in a sad or painful emotions in a healthy way and negative self-talks. So these are the things we look at in session number 2. So the antidotes, of course, are lovingly accepting the self, dealing with our sad and painful emotions in a healthy way, and thinking positively about the self. So these are some of the things we will look at today. Yes, you may download all these PowerPoints and the script from the Global Functioning site. You're all connected to centers. All centers know how to get onto the site. Okay. So about meditation. I meditate, therefore, should I not always be happy? Right? And we think that because we experience that meditation increases our positivity and our energy, right? But transformation is a process. So everyone has times of pain. Sometimes there's self-doubt, or there's fear, or shame, or hurt, or sadness. So these are opportunities to clear the weeds so that our garden can become more beautiful. So sometimes when our mind is occupied by emotions we'd rather not feel, it's good to actually look and see what these emotions are and not deny them. Because when we deny them, then they can increase. What happens if I have a negative emotion and I reject my negative emotion, then I'm trying to suppress it. Okay? Have you ever been angry at someone and you really try not to be angry? And you hold it in, and you really try to control it, and then what happens? You explode. Right? Okay. So we can try to press it down, but does it take energy to press it down? Okay. And when we take energy to press down a negative emotion, after a while, it eats up our positive, happy energy to try to keep it down. But it doesn't work because after a while, it explodes. Okay? So, accepting your own feelings good or bad, with kindness and love, allows us to accept ourselves. When we resist or suppress emotions, it actually makes them stronger. So the concept is to lovingly accept yourself. For the purpose of this course, we will use the word feelings for all our positive soul-conscious emotions. And we will use the word soul-conscious feelings. We will use the word emotions for the negative ones, okay? I have feelings of love, of peace, of joy, of bliss, of purity, of patience, of compassion, of delight, of courage, of fearlessness, of integrity, of authenticity, okay? We all have many pure feelings of benevolence. The negative emotions, what are our negative emotions we can have? Anger, irritation, jealousy, greed, fear, ego, arrogance, okay. We all have experienced that at one point or another. Okay. So, when we reject our negative emotions, you get into a space where you are trying to deny the emotions or press them down. When you're not willing to experience yourself, you will also not feel the positive emotions as much. So when you're not willing to look and experience your negative emotions, you also cut yourself off to the higher feelings. Does that make sense? Okay, good. When we try to press them down, they can grow and they can explode. So what we're saying, that a healthy rule is to lovingly accept yourself. Being gentle with the self and aware of yourself is a wonderful art to develop. So this means seeing yourself with love and with patience, and accepting your own emotions, even when you do not like them and would rather not have them. When we acknowledge our emotions, we're in a much better position to explore why the emotion is occurring. And then we can manage it and deal with it and change it in the direction we choose. We all have negative emotions at times. So, when you have a negative emotion, number one, accept that you are feeling that emotion. Don't go into denial. Name your emotion. Oh, I'm feeling angry. I'm feeling afraid. My feelings got hurt by that. Detach and watch the emotion. When you detach and observe it, the emotion will begin to fade in intensity. So what you're doing is you're shining the light of awareness on it. So then the emotion, you'll detach a little bit, you observe the emotion, and it begins to decrease in intensity. And then you can deal with it. Then you can say, oh, why am I feeling this way? Okay. So, what do you think about that? Do you think this might be possible? Okay. When people deny their emotions, it's actually fairly dangerous. Because I'm currently dealing with a soul who's depressed, and I very often just take, you know, well, anyhow, sometimes I do counseling with souls who are depressed. And it was very interesting. This one soul that I counseled long ago, she was so accustomed to denying her emotions that now that she's lovingly accepting her emotions, she said, I'm discovering there's a whole new me that I didn't know was there before. But she's discovering the negative, but she's also discovering all the positive. And it's beautiful because she's getting to know herself. And she had denied negative emotions for so long that she'd cut herself off from all the positive and all the negative and had just become depressed. Isn't that fascinating? So it's really important, and it's lovely. So I'm going to share with you one concept that can help you do this, okay, that will make it less scary for you to do. And that is the concept of an inner child, okay? So this is a concept from psychology that we all have an inner child. So the inner child, for the sake of Raj Yoga, will identify as the part of ourself that is sensitive. We all have many parts. We have our adult part. We have our organized part. We have our playful part. We all have a wise part. Like when we're soul conscious, we're in our wisdom, we're in our love. So we have a wise core part. Then you have your part that goes to work that's very organized and efficient, and the part that likes to play. But the inner child is the part when you're feeling bad. Your inner child is when you're feeling upset. Do children ever get upset? Okay. So your inner child may be when you're feeling not so good. I can't hear you. Does your inner child always feel low? Is that what you asked? Okay. Dear, you need to come closer or use the mic. Negative, okay. Does it always feel negative? You know, that's a very good question, and we don't address it in the course. Actually, the question is, does your inner child always feel negative? Generally speaking, in psychology, they use it very often as the negative emotions. But what we're going to be doing in this course is we're going to look at the positive parts of the inner child. Because the inner child, when you learn to lovingly accept it, it can actually become very wise. And it can have a lot of wisdom and a lot of insight that will help you immensely. The inner child can also be a playful part of you. So no, it doesn't always have to be negative. And on our third session, we'll deal with the inner child in a meditation with Bap Dada to help you love your inner child. But where we're going to start is the part that most of us reject in ourselves, and that is the inner child that feels sensitive. So, yes.
When you said that the inner emotion rises anger, do you mean anger on myself or anger caused by somebody else? Because it's very hard to suppress anger somebody else caused you. Do you mean?
Okay. What we're talking about is not suppressing it. We're talking about accepting it. I'm not talking about expressing it. I'm talking about accepting that I feel angry. Now, I may feel angry at someone else, or I may feel angry at myself, mm-hmm. but the emotion is the same.
Yes.
And what's under anger? Under anger, there is sorrow. There can be hurt, or there can be fear, or there can be shame, or the feeling that there's unsafety. Okay? So if I'm feeling anger, I can say to myself, gosh, I'm feeling angry. Oh. Am I afraid? Did I get my feelings hurt? You know, there's always something under anger. Anger is not a primary emotion. Anger is a secondary emotion. So when we observe it, and then we're going to learn about the emotions and how they work, right? So, okay, we're getting there. So our inner child is when we can feel sad or angry or rejected or scared or hurt or in doubt, okay? So most people, when they feel that way, like, has anybody in the room ever been depressed? Okay. Has anybody in the room ever not been depressed? Would that one person please stand up? Okay. So, so if you're feeling depressed, or sometimes if you're feeling angry, then what can happen is that you can have a dialogue with your critical parent, okay? So sometimes your mind is feeling a samskara comes into your mind, your mind's feeling a certain way, and then your intellect becomes very critical. And what does your critical intellect, your critical parent, say to your child? Don't feel that way. You shouldn't feel that way. Behave yourself. Okay. You should have known better. You guys are good. Don't act like a baby. This is not allowed. Get your act together. Okay, good, good. Okay, so you all have a critical parent inside? Okay, very good, very good. And outside, inside and outside. That's a great comment. Okay, so with our okay, so get over it. How are you going to handle life if you act like a four-year-old? Okay, so why do you think your critical parent is critical? Are you trying to help your inner child? Okay. You're actually trying to help, but does it work?
No.
Okay, so... Very good. So you're being really critical to yourself, and how do you feel? Better or worse?
Worse.
Okay, so everybody's in agreement. You're critical, you get sensitive about something, your critical parent criticizes, and then you all feel worse. So it doesn't help. Okay, great. So the critical parent says, don't be stupid. Right. Okay, great. So, what we're going to suggest is that you turn off your critical parent and that you have a dialogue with yourself and you say, you know you're trying to help, but what Baba's teaching me is that negativity makes things worse. And I want you to nurture me. I want you to be kind to me. Okay? So I want you to nurture the sensitive self. I know this sounds funny, but when you are kind to the sensitive part of you, the sensitive part of you actually gets a little bit older. It gets a little bit more mature, and it feels better. And then you can actually talk to Gyan to it. And because you've been supportive, when you talk Gyan to it, it listens to you. I want you to think of having a friend. When you have a friend and you're in a dark patch and you don't feel good and the friend listens to you, do you feel better? Okay. So you feel better when the friend listens. Why do you feel better when the friend listens? You're being acknowledged. They have faith in you.
You're not so lonely. Somebody sees you. Beautiful. Gorgeous answers. Okay. So what happens is the person that listens is giving you love and they're giving you respect. So you feel better. So what we're talking about is your inner parent can give yourself love and respect and simply listen to you, and then you feel heard and you won't feel so bad. Does that make sense? Yes? Okay, good. So we're going to give a couple of examples here. So I need a volunteer. Okay, come. Okay, she's the inner child, and I'm going to be her core self. No, you don't have it. No. Okay. You're reading from this paper. Okay.
So I'm the inner child.
You're there. Yeah.
I don't want to get out of the bed.
You don't want to get out of bed?
No. I feel really down. Life is just overwhelming sometimes.
So you're feeling really down, and life is just hard sometimes.
Yes.
It's okay to rest. You really work hard so much. Just rest and take it easy. A few moments later.
Okay. I think I'll get up now.
Good girl.
Okay.
Very good. Okay. Okay. I'm going to be the inner child. I'm afraid of getting up here and talking in front of everyone.
It's scary to think of doing this.
Yeah, I'm scared.
What can I do to help?
You can hold my hand and maybe have God hold my other hand.
Okay, I'll hold your hand and give you love, and God will hold your other hand and give you love.
Okay, thank you. Okay, one more.
Are you ready? Okay, you're the inner child again.
Things don't turn out for me. I will never get a job again.
So you're afraid you won't get a job, and then you won't have the money to do the things you want.
Yeah, I'm just a failure.
So sometimes you feel really bad and scared and like a failure.
Yes, I would just like life to be easy for once.
It's hard sometimes.
Yes.
Okay, so that's the active listening part of it. Then I'm going to change into the encouraging self, okay? So I'll say, I think you're terrific. Life is hard sometimes. But you also have to look at all the good things you've done. You're a great person. You just need one job.
Thanks.
Being full of love and having positive thoughts builds our energy. So let's focus on that today, okay? The only moment we can experience power is in the present. Would that be okay?
Yeah, tell me again.
Okay. Being full of love and having positive thoughts builds our energy. So let's focus on that today.
Okay.
Great. She did a good job. I'm going to give you an example. Like one time I was a little depressed, and so I was in bed. And so one of these examples is actually from me, and I was a little depressed. So I was in bed. I thought, I don't want to get out of bed. So I thought, well, you know, if you don't want to get out of bed, you really deserve to stay in bed. Yeah, I think I'm going to stay here forever. So nice to be in bed. This is really boring. I think I'll get up now. Good girl. I think I'll get dressed. Good getting dressed. I think I'll go water the plants. Good watering the plants. Okay, you're going to have to go outside and you're going to have to turn on the water. Good turning on the water. Oh, look at the sun. Look at the water falling on the trees. That looks so pretty, doesn't it? You know, this sounds really silly, but in 10 minutes, you feel so much better. But if you say to yourself, what's the matter with you? It you just gets worse, right? But if you're actually kind to your inner child. And so what we're talking about is you have an inner child, but you don't let it just stay there. Some people, they only let their inner child be there, and they don't bring in the wise self. So what we're talking about is bringing in the nurturing parent or the wise self and listening to that child. Okay? Then, after you listen, then you can give the child a little bit of encouragement or a little bit of gyan. Over time, the child grows up more. Like, how many of you, if you were to identify your inner child, it may be 3, it may be 4, it may be 5, it may be 6, it may be 7. How many of you have a tantruming 4-year-old? Okay, a couple of you. A tantruming 4-year-old? Tantruming means to yell and scream and have a fit and be upset about things. Okay. Or how many of you have a whiny child inside? Okay? Okay. How can they do this to me? They're so mean. Boy, you have a very beautiful little inner child. Okay. So identify the age of the inner child. All right? And all you're going to do is listen. I know this sounds a little bit silly, but what happens is when this child grows up, it actually protects you because it lets you know when you're sensitive to things. And we'll look at a technique where you pair together to learn the karmic lesson and you take the inner child out of being a victim. So it is no longer a victim. And it's a really good key for transformation. So, I'm thinking about the time, but I think we have time to do this. So the first thing you're going to do is I want you to think about creating a listening space for yourself. And so I want you to practice listening to someone else. All right? So I'm just going to have you pair up in teams of 2. And I want you to tell to the person next to you one thing, either a positive experience you had as a child or one reason why Baba loves you, okay? And I want the other person to just sit there and listen with your eyes and your heart, okay? And then you take the other turn. I'm just going to give you 4 minutes. So one of you listens, one of you gets to talk, and the other listens, and then you share how that felt. And then the other person talks and you listen. And after you listen, then you can say something nice about what they shared. Okay? All right. Find a partner, please. So one thing that God loves about you or a positive experience you had as a child. The task is to simply listen to each other with your heart and your eyes. You can share anything you want to share. Something positive that happened as a child, why Baba loves you, your favorite value, what you had for breakfast. But listen with your heart. That's all you're doing. Okay, now the second person start sharing. Okay. Om Shanti. Are there good listeners in the room? Did you listen well to each other? John, you had a question? No.
Normally I would say yes, but I'm aware of the time and I want you to do one exercise. Okay, now what I want you to do is I did that because I want you to have the concept of listening to yourself. On the screen, practice listening to yourself. And your homework until tomorrow is to create a dialogue between the inner child and the core self. I'm going to have you do that now, so I want you to get out your notebook or use some paper. And I want you to choose a situation where you were just a little bit upset, but not very upset. Okay? And so, I want you to use long handwriting, not printing, and put the inner child to the left and the core child to the right on the page, and the inner child starts the conversation. So on one side of the paper, I'm writing that the inner child says this. And on this side of the paper, I'm having the core self simply listen. So it's active listening or just repeating what the child says. So the child says, I don't want to get out of bed. Oh, so you really want to just stay there. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. You know what happened? So-and-so said this. Oh, so so-and-so was mean. Yeah, so-and-so was mean. Okay. All right. So all I want you to do is practice listening to yourself, and the wise self just listens and active listens and writes it down. I know it sounds funny, but when I was in Madhuban last year, we did this with some souls, and one sister says, I've been thinking about this situation for 6 days, and I come in here, I write it down, and it's over in 6 minutes. Very often, if we have a situation that upsets that, instead of meditating or linking with Baba, you think about the situation, but you think about it over and over and over again. So what I'm asking you to do is to create a written dialogue. When you write it down, it goes into the unconscious at a different level. That's why you have to write longhand instead of printing. It doesn't go as deep if you print. And what happens is because you're listening and understanding, the child gets love, and then the wise self can not just accept, but maybe it has some advice to give, or maybe the inner child has advice to give. So I want you to practice that. Everybody get out a piece of paper. We're going to play some music, and I'm going to give you 10 minutes to write about something that you were a little bit upset about. I don't want you to write about the major pain of your life, but one situation that you were a little bit upset about or are currently upset about, and just listen to yourself. Is that clear, and are there any questions?
Hello, when you say talk to yourself, now my question is, who's talking to who?
Your inner child, Sanskara, is talking to your soul conscious, wise, loving self. You have different Sanskaras. Okay, we have whiny Sanskaras, we have angry Sanskaras, we have hurt Sanskaras, we have rejected Sanskaras, we have sad Sanskaras. But we also have Sanskaras that are loving, benevolent, kind, wise, nurturing. You're creating a conversation. Most people, when they feel badly, they stay stuck in the inner child, and they don't have a conversation except with a critical parent. So they go down, and they create a major leakage, or they repress, eat up all their positive energy, and they've leaked out all the happiness. You can actually get rid of most stuff in 10 minutes, if you know how. Some stuff takes longer. But some stuff may take a few days if it's something you're really, really, really upset about. But most of it, it's amazingly silly how effective this process is. Because you also are meditators, so you have an incredibly nurturing, wise self, because that's what you're growing, okay? That has some really powerful gyan to help this little child with. As long as you respect her, she'll listen. If you slap her up, she's not going to listen to you. Okay? Any other questions? Mike, please.
So, you know how we always talk to each other? So that doesn't help, right? Let's say if I have, like you're asking that we should write, let's say I'm facing a situation, and I've been really antsy about it that I must talk to one of my seniors, and then I'll be able to release it. But actually, that doesn't help, right? Because you just feel better.
It depends. Sometimes it can help immensely. Can they listen? Can they validate? Can they treasure you? So if they can do those things, yes, it can help immensely. Sometimes you only need to be listened to. I remember once I was in Costa Rica with Jenti Ben years ago. I think it was 89. And she informed me that she was leaving me there for a few weeks. And it really frightened me. You know, I thought, what am I going to do with these people? I'm supposed to be teaching meditation to the, you know, whatever in the government and whatever. So I got a little emotional. And so after I'm at Vela one morning, I cried. And I, you know, she was sitting and I was sitting and I cried to her and I said, I'm really concerned because I was crying. And she looked at me and she said, Diane, what am I supposed to do? And I said, and I came out of crying, I stopped crying. And I said, you don't need to do anything. You just need to listen and let me know that you love me. That's all. Then I started crying again. And I was fine. That's all I needed to do. I just needed somebody to listen and love me, and I was fine. You know, no big deal.
You were releasing your emotion to her.
What? Mike, please.
Sorry. Yeah, when you were crying, you were releasing your emotion to her, and she accepted it.
Yes.
The moment she accepted, you feel bad.
Yeah, because, but she said, what am I supposed to do? I said, you don't need to do anything. Just listen and let me know why you love me. That's right. That's what we need. Like, that's what we need. Because then we are accepting ourselves. That's why we sometimes go to other people. If they don't listen to you, you're in worse shape. If they just give you advice and don't listen, you're in worse shape. But if someone can listen and validate that you are beautiful, you are worthy, your own respect increases, and then you have the power to handle it and to deal with it. Okay? So this is the same process where you're learning to do that for yourself. Listening to yourself is invaluable. Okay, there was another question here.
Can you repeat why we do longhand?
Could I repeat why we do longhand? We do longhand because it goes into the unconscious. Printing does not go into the unconscious nearly as well. It's just a fact. Subconscious. No, you can do it when you're you can do it talking. But if you do it written, it is much more effective. So like this inner dialogue, you may not have your inner child act up very much. It may only act up once every 2 months. Some people, it acts up every 10 minutes. But still, to this day, if I get upset about something, which I'm very happy to report is not very often. But if I do get upset about something, I ignore this for a while. And then I think, okay, sit yourself down and write it out. And you know, I've been doing this for years. And it was beautiful. like one of the last times I did this, the inner child came up with the most beautiful solution. And as soon as she did, that was the end of the problem. And it had been a problem that had been bothering me for a little bit of time. So, yes. Anyhow, that's why you use longhand. Okay, last question, and then I actually want you to write a dialogue. Do you mind staying 5 minutes late? Because I want you to practice it. Okay, one last question, then we're going to get out our pieces of paper and pencil. Brother, you're the last question. Holding the mic, yeah. Oh, you're passing it. Okay, no questions. Okay, everybody, we're going to play meditation music. I want you to follow the directions on the screen, and I'm going to give you 7 minutes. And you can, your inner child is going to say something on the left-hand side of the page and talk to your wise self. Your wise self is going to listen. If you need help, then raise your hand and Trish or I will come over. But you won't need help. Okay. It's 7 minutes. Were you able to listen to the inner child, some of you? Okay. Did you find out something you didn't know? Some of you? Did anybody find out something they didn't know? You did. You found out something you didn't know. Yes. You didn't listen. Okay. So sometimes it's just like when we talk to a friend and they give advice immediately, right? It doesn't help that much. First, listen. You don't know what kind of effect it's going to have on the inner child to be listened to, but it's much more for... So you found out something new that you didn't know before. Okay. So, go ahead.
Hello. Uh-huh. Yes, sometimes... I was just joking, there's one child, he loves sweets.
Uh-huh.
So I said, no, you can't have it. He said, but I love it. I said, why do you love it? Because I like it. Why do you like it? Because it makes me happy. So I found out children can talk. Children can talk. So
yes.
That's the way my conversation was going.
Okay, but first listen to the child.
Yes.
Okay? Okay.
And that's the way conversation...
Okay.
So long.
Okay. Hilda? What were you going to say? Did you want to say something? Okay. Behind. If you don't know how to listen to your child, okay. So... try reflective listening. The child says, I'm upset that this happened. So then the wise self says, so you're really upset. Yes, I'm really upset. So you're really, really upset. Yeah, I am. I don't think it's fair. So you don't think it's fair? No, they're big meanies. So you're mad at them. Yeah, I'm mad. You know why? No, I don't know why, but I know you're really mad. Yeah, they don't like me. So you don't feel like, no, I don't. Okay. We'll do another one tomorrow, like, okay, they were really mean. You know, the thing is, you don't know what the inner child is going to say, so that's why I want you to listen. You want to find out what the root is. Tomorrow, we're going to do a key karmic question to the inner child, so she doesn't have to stay a victim, but you have to be willing to listen first, or it doesn't work. Okay? Did anybody... Okay, so one person realized something they didn't know about their inner child. Did anybody else realize something they didn't know about their inner child? Okay. I need a people's microphone there. It's the first time she realized she could hear, that she could listen. Okay, lovely. All right, wonderful. Let's end with a couple minutes of silence. Your homework is, I want you to practice your positive affirmation as you're walking around Madhavan. Just create a space around you and enjoy your affirmation and let Baba shine his light on you. That's one homework. The second homework, if you have positive feelings, great. If you have negative emotions, practice lovingly accepting them. Name it and just observe it. But lovingly accept yourself. If you have the opportunity, do another written dialogue. All right, that's your homework until tomorrow. I'll see you. Trish, do you have any announcements to make? No? Okay, let's end with 2 minutes of Yad. All right. Same time tomorrow. Allow yourself to relax in the chair. Breathe in the light of peace. You are on the path. Of becoming an angel and a deity. You are on a path of taking in light from Baba and love and strength. I have the strength to not hide from myself anymore. I have the courage to gently listen to my inner child when she's being sensitive. For when I listen and I'm not critical, I, the wise self, the core self, the loving self, can take his hand or her hand and love and guide in such a way that she too can help me shine. I let myself be still. And I say my affirmation to myself. And I allow Baba to fill me with that affirmation, the quality of that affirmation. I am that light. I am that hope. I am that contentment. I am that love, that peace. I am the one. That Baba chose. I am the one that Baba loves. I am that soul. Om Shanti.